satisfaction. Christ was trying to teach us that a life lived for him in the church is a life of satisfaction. For once we've built a friendship with Christ that is more than superficial knowledge of him, or what we heard about him from movies or books or friends, or what we heard about him as children, a friendship that is more than simply going through the motions of Mass. For when we actually come to encounter Christ in his church, we realize we can never actually leave the church. Our relationship with him is like a buried treasure that we can never give up, despite whatever cost there is. With an authentic friendship with Christ, we realize we have found the pearl of great price, that there is no need to search anywhere else. I guess to reword U2's song, we have found what we are looking for. Why? Well, because to reiterate St. Augustine, our Lord has made us for himself. Therefore, only when we strive to encounter him in his church and his sacraments will we be satisfied the way we can be in this life, until we're perfectly satisfied with him in heaven. Now, this, of course, does not mean we're not going to experience suffering in this life. I mean, of course we will. Again, look at St. Padre Pio. He was persecuted by the church herself. Christ experienced suffering. Our Lady experienced suffering. We will all have to suffer to some degree or another in this life. Nor does that mean we will not desire to be free of that suffering. I mean, of course we will. We're human. Nor does that mean that living the Christian life will always be easy. Of course it won't. In fact, often it's not. But when our Catholic faith is a non-negotiable in our life, we realize that despite the imperfections of the world, the church, and ourselves, we know we are at home now until we can be with our Lord forever in heaven. To live without God is to live without purpose. Right? You have to make up your purpose. If you live without God, you will only be living for the weekend or the next pleasure or when there is no stress or for retirement. But a life with Christ is a purpose-driven life. It's what gets us through the tough times of life, the monotony, the heartaches, the insecurities, the deaths, the pains. For we know we can rely on our God to give us strength and hope through them. Living a life with him is finding the buried treasure in the field. We do not need to search any farther. If we put our Lord first in our lives, through the sacraments and prayer, we will grow closer to him each day. It's almost that simple. We can seek his mercy when we fail him in ourselves. We can grow in trust of him that he will satisfy all our longings in heaven because he loves us, he knows us, he cares about us. You know, time and time again, as a Catholic priest, I love when someone comes back to confession for the first time in decades. They often leave the confessional crying, not because of sadness, but of peace and joy, for they have found the pearl of great price. And so we must ask ourselves, do we treat our life with Christ and membership in his church as the pearl of great price, as the buried treasure in the field? Or do we simply take it for granted each day, perhaps forgetting about our Lord at times during the week because we're so busy with life? Every so often, we need to renew our outlook, our relationship with God. Where are we going? If we truly appreciate life in the kingdom of heaven on earth, then our actions and our words will show it. Yes, we're still going to have setbacks and bad days in life. People will still hurt us, disappoint us. But overall, through the witness of our sacramental lives, people will see that we're striving to grow in relationship with God. They will see that, despite the sufferings of life, we still have purpose and that our eyes are set toward heaven. They will see a witness of holiness. Ultimately, they will see that we have found what we are looking for. Amen.